Look, I'm just a 25-year-old hairy kid who wants to live the best possible life and put it on Facebook in one-minute videos. That's it.
That's Nosair Yassin, an Arab Israeli who grew up in Israel, graduated from Harvard, got a dream job in New York with the tech giant Venmo, which he quit. Then began making one-minute travel videos he calls Nas Daily. His goal was to make friends, a million Facebook followers by 30. As you heard, he's just 25, with 4 million followers, and he's now made over 600 one-minute videos, one a day. He joins us by Skype. Hi, Nas.
Hi, Robin. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Talk about why you decided to do this. You have a T-shirt that talks about percentages. What does this have to do with having lived a certain percentage of your life?
When I was at Venmo, I was going to work every day, and I spent there like a year and a half. When you spend a lot of time in your job, you realize you're just selling your time in exchange for money. I wasn't really progressing much. And then I did like some simple math. I'm 23 right now. I'm supposed to live to 76 based on U.S. male average life expectancy. 23 out of 76, that was 32%. I was like, oh my God, I'm one-third dead. And that was like a wake-up call. And so I decided to quit and actually make use of every single day and make something in that day, which is a one-minute video.
Well, let's listen to one of the videos. This is when you passed that million friend mark. Let's listen.
When I was 15 years old, I knew I wanted to be a millionaire by the time I was 30. And today, I'm finally excited to announce that I'm a millionaire! But not with money.
Dollars are one way to be rich, but people are a better way to be rich. Imagine having 200
so
friends.
So, you have all of these friends around the world. We heard the crowd behind you. And you attributed it in part to the fact that you do this through Facebook, not YouTube?
Yes, exactly. YouTube what? Will die, and you heard it from me, and I focus only on Facebook. You know, if I go to, let's say, Zimbabwe, and I say, hello, guys, I'm in Zimbabwe, and I put it on my Facebook page as an event, all of a sudden, you have 200 people show up. And in the Philippines, you have 1,000 people show up. It is crazy. On YouTube, that thing you cannot do. You can only post a video for everybody at the same time, and it's a video.
And you don't know if people who are liking the videos or making comments, you don't even know if that's their real name. You don't know them.
Oh, my God. I don't want to make videos for Casanova Love 1993. And so what I like about Facebook is that I hover over on your name. I know exactly who you are, where you live, what you do for a living. And with one click, you message me. All this community aspect is why I want to make videos. I want to make videos with the community.
Not to mention that YouTube takes a cut of the posting. You're making money now. How does that work? Is it from advertising on your Facebook page?
That's one way to make money. Another way is, you know, social capital is quite a magical thing because, one, I don't spend money anymore. I'm staying at a hotel right now for free. My flights are free. People just want to treat you.
Do you ever worry, though, that, yes, you know who they are. They know who you are. They know when you're coming to town. I mean, when you're in Japan, when you're in countries in Africa. Do you ever worry about that?
Yes, that's a good question. With a 1% chance of something bad happening, I don't want to miss out on the 99% chance of something great happening. And so that's been the guiding principle of my entire video making. The only time I thought I would need security, there were some protests because of the security gates in Jerusalem, mm-hmm. and I wanted to make a meetup to sort of counter the violence. But other than that, I don't.
Well, and of course, Jerusalem very much in the headlines today. Look, you grew up in Israel, you know, a Palestinian in an Arab town. You talk a bit in one of your videos about your Israeli, you know, you have an Israeli passport, about your Israeli Arab identity. Let's listen.
Hate Israel or love it, I don't care. This passport works. It allows me visa-free entrance to 148 countries around the world, no questions asked. But with 15 countries, this passport will never work. 15 countries refused admission of Israelis, which means there's no
visa. So you take up some, issues in these videos.
Sensitive issues, yeah. Unfortunately, I do. I wish I didn't. I hate this. But I feel like I don't want to make videos about a Pikachu.
The Pokemon character.
Yes, exactly. You know, I don't want to make silly videos.
Here you are at the Dead Sea in Israel. Now you're talking about the climate. Let's listen.
This is a simple solution. By putting pressure on the Israeli Water and Energy Authority, we can force factories to pay for water and use less of it.
So what fun. I mean, a lot of filmmakers, a lot of people who work with video would give anything to be able to travel the world like this. How long do you see yourself doing it?
I made a commitment to work 1,000 days nonstop. And after then, I'll stop the daily 1 minute segment. I got my camera on day one, and on day 270, I blew up. So it took almost a year to blow up.
And by blow up, you mean to have your videos blow up and you go viral and you've got all these millions of followers now. But does it ever turn on you? Like, wow, this was so great working to get the followers. Now you've got the followers. Does the engine ever reverse where you're the tail, it's wagging, like, oh my God, I have to do another video tomorrow?
I mean, I have the best possible life because I believe in the mission I'm making, and I'm making money out of something I enjoy, and I travel, but I don't feel like it. You just have to think in terms of videos. And for me, it's just a cost benefit analysis. This is the cost I have to pay. The benefit, I'm talking to you. That's the benefit.
Well, and as you said at the outset, in a 9-to-5 job sitting in an office cubicle, the cost benefit, the what you had to pay out for what came in, wasn't quite as good.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Nassar Yassin, his 1 minute daily videos are called Nas Daily. We'll link you up to some at hereandnow.org. They're great. Why didn't we think of this? Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR, and I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.